So I would just, honestly, if the Grizzlies like Zach Edey, I would just take him at 9 rather than play around with it. I'm with you there.
Okay.
Because I just, you know, I think Zach Edey will be a serviceable player in the NBA.
Well, this is where I think you see him as a starter.
I see him as a guy who can start. Yeah. You wouldn't be dependent on him, but I think he can start. And then you go get like a cheap reserve type, you know what I'm saying?
Veteran.
Yeah. You know, I don't know what Drummond's going to command.
I'm fine with that, but not much.
Right. So, you know.
He's making 3 last year. I mean, like right. We're talking league minimum stuff.
Yeah. And then I think the idea would be like maybe even halfway into the year, it would be Edey, you know, like just let him have a couple of months. But I think he's cerebral enough. He's a smart kid. You know, obviously he's not going to be asked to do much at all besides rebound the ball and finish lobs from Ja, you know, and block shots. I mean, he can do that. I mean, I really believe that. And because it's just his job description is so limited. You know, he don't have to like post up or shoot threes.
No,
like
I don't mean any of that.
You know, he's just like, dude, you're bigger than everybody. Just go do it. And he's in better physical condition. For example, then Boban, who was like that size, Boban might be a little bigger.
How did them big dudes hold up though? Still, in
I don't
this
know.
League?
Dude, Zach Edey was playing 40 minutes a game though. There at the end of the season, like that dude is built for. I mean, his cardio.
Oh, I understand that, but I'm talking 82 of them things.
Well, I mean, yeah, I don't, I can't answer
minutes
it. Yeah,
a game.
Although
on
I don't
that
think Edey has
body.
Ever had any injury problems. That,
not that
him.
I've seen.
Yeah,
but.
I mean, he might be a unicorn in that way. And again, he's not going to be out there trying to be Embiid. You know, Embiid's trying to get you at all 3 levels. You know, his activity is much more than what Edey's is going to be. That would be my case against like a big, like even Mark. You know, Mark, he's going to be more active.
Yeah.
Or he's going to be less active, I should
no,
say.
No, I've come around on Edey. At first, I thought, no way, not a good fit. But even if it's in a, just as a role player, I think the fit is good.
Because you don't need
I'd
stars.
Rather have that because
you have your stars.
I don't want to be concerned about whether he's going to be engaged, you know, when he's not getting the ball. Because as you said, John, that's what he's got to understand. He's not going to be getting the ball in the way that he was at Purdue. This is not a half-court offense, although he can certainly help. And that's been an issue for the Grizzlies for a while. You're going to help it most with your offensive rebounding.
Exactly.
It's not going to be the Grizzlies throwing it into you in the post.
So I'm all
as long
in.
As he understands that. I'm
all in on Edey.
That's why I've come around.
If it's Edey or Cody Williams, and it's a little short term, but I think it's a short term situation that we're dealing with the Grizzlies. You know, give me the guy I know that is going to contribute for me next year in some way.
Well, yeah, and I go get a veteran big.
Yeah, there's
know,
a there's,
a cheap one in that.
There's really no path for Cody Williams to contribute for the Grizzlies.
I don't see it.
Not next year.
No.
I mean, yeah, 5-6 years down the line.
I mean, if you got Marcus Smart, Vince, and Gigi. All there on the wing.
Yeah, I mean, that's the challenge.
Well, where's Cody playing?
That's why it's hard to be a general manager, right? Because while you and I and everybody else in Memphis is, like, focused on this window, they do have to think about the window, you know, time after the window is over. You know, you have to – but at 9, bro, you know, come on. Like, you're not finding the bridge player that's going to – you know what I'm saying? It ain't happening.
Again, you may have found that guy in Gigi, though.
Could, very possible.
You may have already
very,
done it.
Very true. You don't need to
so
take
that's
another
why
swing.
I don't need to take another swing right now
that wasn't
on
much
that.
Swing,
Let's swing
really.
On what helps me right now as we try to maximize these 2 years.
Very good point. Yeah, I'm with you. I'm out on Cody Williams for the Grizzlies. Not as a player, not as
right,
a person.
Exactly. He may come. Mm-hmm.
It's,
same page.
It's just like you have to be sort of present, I kind of feel like, with this pick. You got to be present. And I think Edey is probably at 9. If there's no connect, there's no Shepherd, if there's no, you know – that's probably the guys, right?
Yeah, Stephon ain't falling down there.
Yeah. I think Edey is the most present pick you can make. And so I wouldn't even, you know, you trying to nickel and dime, bro, you can
hey, man, you know, you can give me a little something, we can pay him a little less, and yeah, we keep that, stay off them aprons, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you nickel and diming out there trying to get to 13 or 12 or 11. I'm just like, yo, pick the damn player, know he's coming. And I think, you know, actually, I do think if it is Edey, Grizzlies fans will be okay with it. Some will say, well, you reached. Okay, so who are you supposed to get, bro? Who would y'all have said the Grizzlies should have drafted?
Well, that'll be the Cody Williams folks.
Who is that? The Williams family?
No, I'm sure he has a few here in Memphis.
I'm done.
I'm tired of experimenting on wings. We got some. Let's roll. Let's get some bigs.
Exactly, bro. I don't want to do the Devin Carter thing. No offense to Devin Carter.
Devin is more ready to contribute right now than Cody Williams is.
But again, same problem.
Little man backcourt. Ain't y'all tired of that?
Right. Who is the backup point guard right now?
Right now?
Is it Marcus?
I mean, right now, it's Derrick Rose, bro.
Oh, we good, bro.
And according to you, we're good.
We good.
Now, you talk about a man holding up. That man going to need a cane here pretty soon.
Hey, bro, one thing that we should never
allow. And we still going to have a little Pippen Jr., I would hope, on that two-way.
Yeah, exactly.
It'll along with the option of Marcus, Desmond Bain.
Yeah, there's
no need to go out there and run.
I mean, I'm not saying that Devin Carter might not be a better player than Scottie Pippen, but it's like, I don't.
He might be.
It's just too much repetition for me. Scottie's good enough.
On the two-way.
Yeah, he's good enough.
Behind D-Rose right now, technically. Yeah, I think we're fine there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Devin Carter's ceiling with the Grizzlies is what? He's not ever going to overtake Bane, you know?
His ceiling is Ja's backup, period.
I'm not taking a backup.
You know, on a rookie deal that you like, and you're not spending a ton like you used to back in the Tyus days. I mean, scenario-wise, that works.
Yeah.
But I think you can get it done with what you got right now.
Yeah, I need...
There are bigger needs.
When I'm drafting at this spot, I need, okay, is there a path for you to be something, right? And with Dawes Connect, there's a path to be so he can be the starting three.
There's a path for Devin, right? I mean, you just tell yourself you've invested in him more than you have Scotty, which is on a two-way, and then Derrick Rose about to fall off. There's a path
I don't agree with that last sentence.
The need is not as great as it is to use, again, this
pick on
somebody.
Yeah, I'm not drafting a backup point guard at 9. A guy that I hope one day will be my backup. I need a guy who I think might be a starter.
I'm with you on that. You know? I'm just saying there is a path for Devin Carter to contribute pretty immediately.
I mean, you come on here on a Monday in June.
Bro, we know Derek is done. He wouldn't, I mean.
Dude, I encourage
He's there
you.
To coach.
I implore you.
He's like Bill Russell.
To go coach. Watch the Nuggets game.
He's like Udonis.
He poked the ball away from the best player in the world and finished at the rim.
Is this the current Grizzly player that you teased, that you saw over the weekend?
No.
Out and about?
That was actually Big Memphis. That was Jake LaRavia. I saw him out and about, bro. And he was buying.
Pam just saw how disappointed I was. Again,
dude, he's on the roster.
Disrespect to Jake, but Pam saw the disappointment in my face when you talked. Because you had teased that pretty big, at least to me.
To you, off the air. Yeah, but I didn't say it on the air. He was at the Mid-South Card Show this weekend in Bartlett.
Mid-South Car or Cards?
Card. He's a big card collector. So I saw him.
Y'all out there picking up some cards.
So I like, it was crazy because I was like, I went to my guys.
Did you talk to him?
I didn't talk to him, but I was like, I was looking at some cards, and then I heard this, deep ass voice. He was like, "How much on that Stroud?" I'm like, "Who the hell is that?" I looked up. I'm like, "Oh, that makes sense. It's Jake LaRavia. He bought a very expensive."
He took your CJ Stroud that you had your eye on.
No, he did. I was not buying that. Bro.
Oh, it's that expensive,
dude. It's a $2,500 car.
Well, he may not want the price out there, John. I don't think he went out there with a camera behind him and want people to know what he's spending on CJ.
Oh, it's gonna. He does like whatnot shows. He does
$2,500,
like,
huh?
And he bought a Kobe. He posted on his Instagram. He bought a Kobe auto. He bought
Where
Vince Williams auto.
Where was this car show? You said Bartlett.
Yeah, it's Bartlett.
Man, I should have took Chris. I don't know.
Dude, you got
to. I wish you told me about
it. They do it every couple months. You got to take Chris
out there.
But
the big ones are in Nashville. I thought I've studied this a little bit. I thought there's been, and you haven't gone to those yet.
No, of course, it's in Nashville. You know, I don't support Nashville things. I support Memphis things. And this was they had like 80-plus tables. They had something for everybody.
Well, I said that to say I didn't realize there were ones here locally that were of value at least to go to. And
They're growing.
You got you and Grizz players going.
They've been going for about.
You had to go to Nashville the closest, so obviously I was wrong.
Yeah, they've been in this location about 3 to 4 years, and dude, I mean, this was probably in terms of the bangers. This was probably the best one yet. I mean, they had some real bangers. I bought a Rodney Carney auto.
Man, I love Rodney. What the heck you buy that for?
Because, bro.
For nostalgia?
Yeah. I bought a Kendrick Davis auto.
Pam, he was just out there wasting time.
Desmond Bane auto.
And now, Desmond can be worth something.
And then I bought an Arch Manning auto from Texas.
I still don't understand why you got the Rodney.
Bro.
That's just to go on your Tiger memorabilia.
Yeah. Okay. I collect the Tigers, bro.
What that cost you, $5?
They kind of bust my head for it. They charged me 10, yeah. But it was just for me. It was like, so I'm like, I know I'm never going to sell this, so I don't care. You know what I mean? I got to say, his signature is atrocious.
Rodney Carney did not know he was going to catch this kind of heat on a Monday. About his penmanship.
It's not very...
Because he knew the damn thing wasn't worth but $10.
The calligraphy, right? It's just not good. It's not high level. Not high level. But yeah, dude, I think the next one will probably be in August. So you got to come out.
I will. I'm going to come to the next one. I'm going to bring $10.
Get you a Rodney Carney out of it.
maximize.
Wesley Witherspoon was out there, the auto, not the person.
I need that Spoon auto. You know him and me. We were tight.
My boy David, he bought an Antonio Burks on card. I let him have it.
They had a Burks?
Yes, bro. They had some heat, some Tiger heat. They sure did.
And these are collectors that have brought their stuff, or it's like one big guy that
There's a bunch of different vendors. Okay. So you go table to. I bought a Vince Williams auto.
Did you get any more Anthony Richardson stuff?
No, I didn't see any. I didn't see any good stuff there. I didn't see any Anthony Richardson.
Well, shout out to Jake on getting that CJ Stroud.
I think he got some other stuff too. He got some other good stuff. I mean, he flips it too. He's into that thing. I don't, you know. So that's kind of interesting. But yeah, that's the mock draft for Wednesday, and should be fun. Should be a fun week.
I'm excited to finally get to it. Yes,
we'll do it again tomorrow.
Yeah, one more time. Well,
and then we'll do it too. And then we'll do it again on Wednesday.
Yeah, we will.
I mean, with any luck, some information will change. With any luck,
again, the smart trade was right around that. Maybe something happens.
Right.
Maybe exactly. There's actual news before.
All right, Ryan Silverfield is going to join us here in just a little bit. We'll talk to him about what he's got going on this summer. How much fun he's having, you know, the momentum for the Tigers. So we'll talk to him about the best summer ever at 12:25. Stick around. Jason and John, on Eternal FM, ESPN.
Memphis is number one place for sports. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. 92.9 FM ESPN and Odyssey Sports Station. 92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis's sports station and the biggest name in the Mid-South, online and on the phone. Thanks to Odyssey, the Odyssey app at 92.9ESPN.com. Smart speakers, simply say, play 92.9 ESPN. Thanks so much for making us Memphis's sports place. We wanted to build something special where you could come and listen, enjoy, and have some fun. It's a legacy of sports in Memphis. On the Odyssey app, say to your smart speaker, play 92.9 FM ESPN. 92.9 FM ESPN's Gabe Kuhn Show. Well, the only lineman on the radio, Gabe Kuhn. Weekdays from 4 p.m. till 7 p.m. on 92.9 FM ESPN.
How can you not be romantic about sports?
Yes,
my favorite sentence in this entire story is a spokesperson for Major League.
They have a good PR firm over there.
Sidebar here. Tip the cap to Joey Chestnut. He's trying to push out the Impossible plant based dog.
Maybe they could mess with him a little bit too and say, you know, Impossible dogs, they're a little bit more difficult to eat, I would suppose, than a Nathan's hot dog, like taste wise and the speed of it. You make them eat those.
I didn't think these glizzy eaters would take themselves so seriously though. Like, how seriously? You eat for a living. Like, you do events
Chestnut
where people eat themselves to death. Like, potentially throw up after eating. It's a very American.
Get in the game and turn up 92.9, 680 AM. Smart speakers say play 92.9 ESPN or download the free Odyssey app and follow 92.9 FM ESPN.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth,
let's start at the base of a massive waterfall.
Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
With T-Mobile, you can get tons of benefits and still save. It's like getting romance and sci-fi.
I love you. Also, I'm a robot.
With T-Mobile, you can save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. See how with our savings calculator at T-Mobile.com/switch. Plus, we'll pay off your locked AT&T phone up to $650, and you'll get a new 5G phone for free.
Pay off via virtual prepaid card in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits with qualifying planning credit plus tax and $35 connection charge. Contact us before canceling to continue bill credits or they stop and required finance agreement balances due. See T-Mobile.com.
Get ready because the Gossip Mitsubishi Motors summer sales event is on and now is the best time to buy. You want 43 MPG highway? We Gossip in 2024 Mitsubishi Mirage. $18,960 or $279 a month. 2024 Mitsubishi Outlander Sport. We Gossip $27,350 or $399 per month. And your summer adventure starts with 2024 Mitsubishi Outlander SE. We Gossip $29,865 or $449 a month. Plus, every Gossip Mitsubishi comes with Mitsubishi's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. That's Gossip Mitsubishi. 1870 Covington Pike, online 24/7 at MemphisMitsubishi.com.
If you want it, we Gossip and Gossip Motor Cars. Mirage RHFO 9083 MSRP 19460 Sport RU 01-10-764 MSRP 28070 Outlander RZO 53896 MSRP 30895 PF 695 Acquisition fee 595 15¢ excess mileage excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through end of the month with approved credit dealer stock only.
Win your share of $700,000 in cash and free play this June and July at Southland Casino Hotel. Play the Summer Fun game Mondays through Thursdays to win instant prizes like free play, Friday drawing entries, or a chance at $500,000 cash. Plus, collect game pieces to unlock more prizes. Then come back for Friday fun drawings to win your share of $25,000 cash each Friday at Southland Casino Hotel. Must be 21 plus. Play responsibly. For help quitting, call 1-800-522-4700.
At Genesis Memphis Covington Pike, it's time to define luxury in a new way. At every turn, you'll find audacious design, state-of-the-art technology, and exceptional hospitality. We are dedicated to crafting the world's best vehicles, matched by an extraordinary sales-to-service experience for our owners. Prepare to be noticed in the 2023 Genesis G70. This sporty sedan is a force to be seen. We'd love you to explore the 2023 Genesis GV70 with a class-leading 300-horsepower engine or the available 375-horsepower twin-turbo V6 for terrains from concrete jungles to mountain roads. It's a new beginning for a new generation. Genesis Memphis Covington Pike, 1870 Covington Pike, or visit us online at memphisgenesis.com. Estimated horsepower based on premium fuel ratings. Use of regular fuel will result in reduced horsepower. See dealer for complete details. Dealer stock only.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential. But finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Diego.
Hi, Diego. It's Jennifer Coolidge. You know, I just want to say your cashback match makes me feel so special. It really inspired me.
That's great. Doubling the cashback you've earned at the end of your first year is what we do.
Well, I'm doubling everything now. Double dating, double dipping, double feature, double header, double whammy. You know, basically double or nothing.
You earn, we match. Discover cashback match. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show, live from the Leaders Credit Union Studios. Let Leaders Credit Union champion your financial story at leaderscu.com/ESPN. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Now let me see you lean and rock with it like a boss. Now let me see you lean and rock like a boss. Now let me see you lean and rock with it like a boss. Now let me see you lean and rock like a boss.
Every day around this time we do the rundown. Let's go.
It's the rundown with the biggest stories of the day from Jason and John on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
This is probably going to be the shortest rundown in the history of the show.
Let's say it's something.
Yeah, because we just, you know, we honestly have done a bad job on timing. Nothing anybody cares about that. But Ryan Silver is going to join us here in just a moment, quite literally. Great day for him yesterday. Great day for the Memphis football program. I guess it was two days ago, yeah. Antoine Hill committed to the University of Memphis. He's a 4-star prospect. He's the highest-ranked quarterback to commit to Memphis out of high school. 91.31 grade over at On3, committed to Memphis over Florida. But he is a consensus 4-star. This isn't like where one service has him as a 4 and everybody else has him a 3. Mm-hmm. He is a 4-star every single
one-time Colorado commitment.
Service. How about that? One-time Colorado commitment. There you go. So listen, it's a symbolic, emblematic development for Memphis. They have NIL money. They have facilities coming. They have, you know, an opportunity to make the playoffs still in this current format.
100%.
And so this is a big kid. He's 6'4 and a half, 215. I mean,
big bang.
He is a big kid. And so this is an exciting thing. This is an exciting thing for the University of Memphis to get this done, to beat out Florida. For whatever reason it may have been, Memphis still had to do it. They had to close this, and they did. The 15th-ranked quarterback in the country, which is, you know, just a huge, huge landmark for the University of Memphis. Ryan Silverfield won't be able to talk about Antoine Hill specifically, but we will ask him about the summer and just all the great things that have been happening for Memphis football, honestly, starting with the facilities and then the FedEx announcement. And, you know, he had FedEx in the edit. He had FedEx boxes in his commitment edit.
How about that?
So, I mean, you know, we don't have to hide it anymore, right?
Nobody's got to hide it.
Yeah.
This is a significant impact, and it was immediate.
Exactly.
Clearly.
So, anyway, we'll talk to Ryan Silverfield about all of that, the season ahead, keeping Seth Hennigan, all of that and more when we get back. Jason and John, 90 Turn FM, ESPN.
Wednesday night is draft night on 92.9 FM ESPN. Who will be the first overall pick? What will the Memphis Grizzlies do with their pick?
The Memphis Grizzlies select.
Then listen Thursday afternoon to the Gabe Kuhn Show and throughout the day for the second round of the NBA draft. Listen to 92.9 FM ESPN for all the excitement of the NBA draft live on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM ESPN. Memphis' flagship radio home of the Grizzlies.
All 650 acquisition fee, Telluride RG510849, MSRP 38305, Forte LXS RE780169, MSRP 21820. Includes all rebates and incentives, must finance through Hyundai, excludes tax title and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 6/30/2024 with approved credit, dealer stock only.
Hey Jeff, I hear you've got the Kia Summer Sticker Sales event going on right now at Gossett Kia South on Mount Moriah. Give me some scoop.
Randy, the scoop is I'm ready to put you in a new Kia for less. 2024 Kia Forte LXS 41 MPG Highway, $199 a month, $34.99 do it signing. How about a 2024 Kia Telluride LX 357 a month? $39.99 do it signing, 24-month lease.
Plus 0% for 48 months on 2024 EV9. And every Gossett Kia comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia South on Mount Moriah.
Gossett Kia South, 2680 Mount Moriah, or online anytime, KiaMountMoriah.com.
Meet the new Sonic Groovy Fries. The fries that old sauce so well, they even have their own. Get your dip on with new Groovy Fries and Groovy Sauce. Live free. Eat Sonic.
Summer's just getting started, so fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. It tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. And with a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is perfect for the beach, the lake, or wherever you're hanging out and day drinking with your friends. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Why'd the kid jump off the boat?
I don't know. Why?
Peer pressure.
Oh. Good one, Ned.
Ned isn't funny, but Ned owns a boat, and you don't. So every time Ned tells another one of his unfunny boat puns, you're going to laugh loud and keep on laughing until you get a boat of your own.
A pier where you put a boat.
Yeah, I get it.
And when you do get a boat of your own, make sure you save money by bundling it with your home, auto, or other vehicles with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show, live from the Leaders Credit Union Studios. Let Leaders Credit Union champion your financial story at leaderscu.com/ESPN. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Good times are rolling over at the University of Memphis for the football program. Big weekend for them. Maybe we can't ask him about it directly, but we can certainly discuss the momentum that his program has certainly experienced right now. He is Ryan Silverfield, head coach, Memphis football, as they get ready for a huge season, taking the time to join us now. Coach Silverfield, how you doing, man? Thanks for the time.
Man, always great to be on you guys' show. It's a pleasure, an honor. Good to hear y'all's voices, and all is well in Tiger Land. Plugging away one day at a time.
It does feel like the news has just, like, everything's just coming up aces for you. Whether it's, you know, keeping Seth Hennigan and Rock Taylor and, you know, some other pieces, or whether it's, you know, stadium renovations that are underway, whether it's, you know, the NIL commitments from corporate sponsors. I mean, does it just feel like, you know, you're just walking down, you know, New York City, man, and you're, you know, just loving life right now? Is that how it feels to you?
Look, very, very fortunate with so many positive and great things going on within our football program and our university. So, you know, it's the hard work of so many, right? And just appreciative. You know, it ended, I think there's a lot of momentum, right, with the way last season ended, just, you know, with a huge bowl win and 10-win season. And then, you know, again, appreciate the players that have decided to stay loyal and committed to this place. The hard work of the administration and like you said, the FedEx and everything going on with the stadium and so many people pulling in the right direction to want to see this program have success. So I'm so grateful, and it's a tremendous team of staff that have done it the right way. And look, it is great, and we'll call it a huge amount of momentum and excitement. Those are all things you want, but going hard to work every single day, right? Putting our head down, seeing what we can do today to be better for tomorrow. And that's our approach, and our guys on the team are taking it. And then everybody involved within our program there as well.
You know, and I know, Coach, we got to be careful and can't speak directly to what, you know, the gentleman that committed on Saturday. But obviously, and I thought John used a good word, the news that comes Saturday, huge for the program and maybe symbolic. And that's the way I'll frame the question, just in terms of now the kinds of, you know, living rooms of the kinds of kids that you're able to go after now. It feels like it's a different place maybe than it's ever been, when you can go win battles like these, and we know everything that's lined up for you in terms of what FedEx is doing and everything else. But how much different is it, Coach? And does it feel like right now, you know, maybe in a way that this program's never done, you can reach out maybe into some of those homes that you've never been in before, or certainly, you know, at a finish line like this where you can land these guys? It just feels like a different position that the program's ever been in.
Yeah, Jason, it does feel different, right? Again, I always want to give credit to those people that helped build this thing, right, in all the years, and then obviously the success that Fuente built and Norvell built, and I'm just fortunate to be a part of this thing. But you're right. I mean, it is different, and I think because of so many positive things that are going on more so recently, it's allowed us to open up our footprint. I think recruiting has turned into a national stage more so now than ever, yeah. Right? With the portal, with everything with NIL, everything that's going on. But I think what's happened is, you know, by what's going on, by being able to put Memphis on the map of the years, people recognize and understand, hey, that's a heck of a brand of football, right? And what they're doing in the community and all the things that are occurring. Now, you do pique interest, not only in the portal, right? And you get your current players to say, I want to be a part of that. I want to stay there. You develop those relationships with these high school kids that say, man, why not? You know, they seem to have everything that we could possibly want, right? The ability with it being a 12-team playoff, the ability to compete, right? The new stadium, all the things that we just talked about, those make it attractive. And so we're able to have some conversations with young men that maybe a couple years ago we couldn't. And frankly, and I understood that, you know, it's no different. Now, hey, the ability to win, you know, compete and sort of play off, the ability to do things on a national stage, those are things that are so attractive to a 16, 17-year-old, plus the guys are decide to stay. And so it's been a lot of fun, and we're going to keep swinging away at this thing.
In the edit, which I know you weren't obviously in charge of, but there was, you know, in the commitment edit, at Antoine's feet were a bunch of FedEx boxes, which is just, hey, maybe he used FedEx in the past, but it certainly he will now. And so I would ask you just that in particular, and being able to have that commitment from them, how transformative, and I don't know, again, I know it's all sports, not just football, but their involvement truly, to us, feels like it changed everything about maybe what was possible for Memphis, as you guys were just talking about. Can you just speak to just the overnight? Maybe there hasn't been, but if there has been, the overnight change by getting that corporate commitment from a partner like FedEx.
It's been absolutely monumental. I mean, it's so, look, what FedEx has meant to the city of Memphis, to the country, to the world, obviously speaks in its own right. But what they've been able to do for our university and our athletic department has been monumental. I mean, truly, I'm at a loss for words every time I talk about it because, you know, astronomical. Let's whatever cool adjective or adverb we want to throw out there about what it's done for us. And the Smith family and their belief and their pledge to us is just, we're so grateful, and it's humbling, it's honoring. But yes, it certainly has changed the way things can occur, and we're grateful. You know, I make no bones about it. Prior, even to last season, right, we were very, very far from where we needed to be from a standpoint of right name, image, and likeness, and be able to support our current student athletes. We were very, very far behind most of the teams, even our own conference. But this allows you to go compete at a national level and do things at a. And so, look, you'll see me decked out in FedEx gear. I'll look like one of those NASCAR drivers, you know, with all the patches all over and ready to rock and roll in Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium.
We're talking to Ryan Silverfield, Memphis football coach, here on the show. Obviously, huge weekend for Memphis football as they land the highest rated quarterback prospect in the history of the program. Is it something now, Ryan, where you feel like, because you sort of see this, you know, for example, you know, the best college football programs, the best college basketball programs, where if they really, and you know, because you live it, how competitive these recruiting battles are, whether it's for a guy that's coming out of high school, whether it's a guy that's in the portal, is it a situation now where you feel like maybe for the first time where if you have to go back and you have to say, hey, we really, really, really need this kid, that you have maybe some support there where it might not have existed prior?
So, you know, obviously I'll handle this with kid gloves and being delicate on the talk of NIL and how that works. But that those decisions aren't made by me on how that's distributed and how that works. I will say this, we are not hot and heavy with the involvement and what that looks like, especially with, you know, high school student athletes. So I still believe, and maybe people don't want to hear this, and I'm not sitting here being naive and saying that the opportunities that FedEx has afforded us as a program have made a difference, right? I'm certainly not saying that. But the relationships our staff's been able to build with some of these guys has been part of it. But we're able to get more recruiting conversations, let's say that, you know. And it's fun having those battles with some bigger name programs for guys. And, you know, look, we've battled for guys with zero stars as well. And that's what's been fun. I mean, I go back and think about the history of our program. You know, I always said we did a poor job recruiting since none of us offered Anthony Miller a scholarship, right? Since none of us offered Alan Cross a scholarship, right? You know, Calvin Austin, man, we missed out. We weren't very good recruiters. Dylan Parham, right? Some of these guys that have gone on and had success. So, look, but that's the way nature of recruiting has always been that way. You're going to battle with somebody. I don't know if you're battling with, Notre Dame or if you're battling with Rhodes College, but you're always battling with somebody for somebody, especially if they have a pulse. So, but we're certainly involved in a lot more conversations.
You know, last year you had talked about, especially in the preseason, part of your job was restoring that explosiveness to the offense. And you end up with an offense, obviously, you know better than anybody. I mean, it's top 10 in the country. Those SP Plus rankings, efficiency, everything else. It was fantastic, and you solved that. And at times it felt like, Coach, there was so much pressure, maybe a lot of the time, felt like there was so much pressure on Seth and that offense to constantly score because that defense, whether it's, you know, a couple stops here, a couple stops there, maybe we were even talking about a different season, and we know defensively, we know the story. It was not good enough. So I'm curious about, in terms of what you see as the next step to accomplish all these goals, and John and I have been through them in terms of winning the AAC, maybe making that appearance in the college football playoff, what kind of step up? And we know you got a Jordan Hankins has taken over full-time as that DC and did such a great job against Iowa State. What kind of step up are you expecting to see on that defensive side?
Yeah, absolutely. First off, it starts with me. I've got to be better. I've not done a good enough job in my tenure here as the head coach to put us in positions to have success. So I 100% put the lack of success in any part of our program. It starts with me. I've got to be better. But defensively, we were not good enough last year. Let's make no bones about it. So the defense has to step up. We've got to be more consistent. And I know that sounds like coach speak. But I'm not one of those guys that says we're going to go out there and get 60 sacks. We're going to go out there and get 25 interceptions and we're going to fresh. I mean, every deep, right? Doesn't every defensive guy say we're going to affect the quarterback and change the game? Yeah, that's no kidding. That's what everybody says. We just got to go out there and be able to play sound football and defense, right? And can't give up the explosive plays. And with that will come some turnovers and takeaways and quarterback hurries. But I've got high expectations. We've got a talented group of defensive players. They're excited. What I think they appreciate is if I'm a defensive player playing at the University of Memphis, I get tired of hearing, oh, the offense is so great and this and that. I love Seth, but I'd say, hey, man, I'm tired of hearing about Seth Hennigan. Let's talk about the Greg Rubens of the world. Let's talk about some of us others. Let's go make some plays. And guess what? As a head football coach, I don't care what it looks like if we win a game 2-0 or if we win a game, you know, in a shootout. Obviously, you just want to play fundamentally sound, and I think we're going to see a huge step up come from our defense, the expectations. They know they got to be better. And they're working diligently every day to go out there and prove everybody that what we're capable of doing.
Well, you talk about a stud on that side that you pulled out of the transfer portal, came from East Tennessee State, and Chandler Martin, who I've seen on Phil Steele's got him All-American, I think fourth team, and everybody's expecting to be All-AAC again this year. I'm curious, Coach, you know, with guys like Mario Anderson that you brought over from South Carolina, Elijah Herring, who we're all excited about coming from the Vols, leading tackler last year, you expect, right, a certain impact level bringing guys from the SEC. But for a guy like Chandler Martin, I'm just curious if you can tell us more about him in terms of what you spotted, right, because this is a level up. Guy comes in, makes 94 tackles for you, a huge leader for you, and clearly was a guy that, yes, he can play at this level and dominate at this level. When we're talking about those kinds of transfer portal guys, what are you looking for particularly, and where do you find, you know, in terms of that kind of formula, how do you know when they're going to pan out that way?
Yeah, that's a great question because, right, what makes the headlines what's sexy is everybody says, ooh, they got this guy from the SEC.
Exactly.
Ooh, this guy, you know. But guess what? When we got Chandler Martin from East Tennessee State, I don't know if anybody even, maybe a blip on the radar, right? Like, oh, cool. Well, there they go. That's not very. And now, right, Chandler Martin obviously is the face of our defense, a stud, right? I mean, he does it all. A tremendous leader, fantastic football player. And I think you get to see it because when you put on tape, it doesn't matter if you're playing D3 or Division I, you get a chance to see who can truly play football. And you put on Chandler's tape from the FCS level, you're like, man, this guy can play anywhere in the country. And we were thrilled to get him. And then you put on film, and if a guy can play in the SEC, well, you certainly hope they can play here for the most part, Memphis. But where you can get yourself in trouble is saying, hey, man, this guy was a big-time player at high school. He went to this school. It's not working out. Mm-hmm. Well, if they can't play at Notre Dame, then they're probably – hopefully they struggle to play at Memphis, right? So, like, you want to go find guys that can play ball everywhere. And I think that's why you've seen us get these NAIA kids, these D2 kids. People say, where the heck? But you got to explore all options. And Chandler is one of those guys that, look, we're thrilled he's here. And even this past offseason, right, teams were trying to – get him to leave us. And you know what? The young man said, you guys took a chance on me at Memphis from East Tennessee when no one else did, and it's worked out for him. And we expect him to have another tremendous season for us.
You know, it's interesting. We talk a lot about the transfer portal, and, you know, you don't lose really anybody, especially your core contributors. You've kept everybody around, whether it's Seth, whether it's Rock, go down the list, Plankumsey. But it also feels like, just off the top of my head, the guys that have transferred from Memphis, I can't really, you know, with the exception of maybe one or two, they just really haven't made much of an impact. So I don't know if that means like they just, you know, it's just they're getting bad advice and they should have just stayed at Memphis the whole time where it was better for them. But it also speaks to, you know, the program that you have. When you sort of assess that, you know, your success with maintaining your best players and retaining them in this era, what are the most important components to doing that? Because not every program can do that.
J- John, I love you for that. In fact, I'm going to hire you to come speak to our team when the transfer portal opens.
Yeah, like show me the big success story of a guy that has transferred under you.
Here's John Martin talking about why you shouldn't transfer from to speak to the team. Look, I think part of it is we've got a lot of the resources here, and we've had guys that have left for a variety of reasons, right? We've had guys that have left because, frankly, someone's going to pay them more money, and they'll be very blunt and say, Coach, I'm leaving because the school's going to pay me more money. We've had guys that leave because they said they feel like they can have a better opportunity to play somewhere else, right? Hey, I'm going to go down a level so I can go play. And we've had guys that have left because, well, I've always wanted to play in this conference, and I think it's bigger and brighter lights for me. But we try to educate them. I'm always trying to be as transparent with our guys as can be. If it makes sense for a young man to go explore another option and do things, sure, right? Like, I truly, in my heart of hearts, I want the best for these guys. But we've also had guys that have left and said, hey, you know, I played 500 snaps at Memphis, but School X is going to pay me this, and they're promising me this, and they're going to promise me that, and I'm going to be a first or second round draft pick, and then they leave. And they're calling their buddy saying, I made a terrible mistake. You know, I'm riding the bench. It's not what I thought it would be. And then lastly, people probably leave because maybe they don't like me. So there's a variety of reasons why. But now I think what's happened is a lot of our players have been here, sat there and said, you know what? And we've got a great thing going. They enjoy the environment. They love the community. They appreciate the support. And it's checking a lot of boxes for them to stay, right? And I always tell them guys, like, man, it's a special, special place, and we're very, very fortunate that so many of our young men have seen others go and not maybe have success, and others have left and had success, but the majority of the guys that have stayed have said, you know, it works out for them when it's all said and done.
You know, Coach, something we keep repeating and saying over and over, it's John, it's me, we keep saying, well, they, you know, they should be the best team in the AAC. They should be the team that wins the AAC, at least the favorite, the preseason favorite. Are you saying the same thing?
Look, we haven't proven a damn thing, you know, Jason. I appreciate the fact that people think that we're going to do well this year. There's a lot of excitement, right? That expectation, what everybody thinks we should be, that's great. That doesn't mean it doesn't replace work in the weight room, doesn't replace work on the football field. The hours of study it takes from all of us. And so we have not proven anything since I've been here, and I've got to do a better job, like I said. And I want our guys to be hungry. Do we have talent? Absolutely. You know, we've got talented roster and a great deal of players that are excited. But we got to go out there and compete. We've had our challenges, right, week in and week out, and every year is its own merit, and every game, you know, stands on its own. I mean, we got to come out and, you know, we got to be our best versus North Alabama. And, oh, by the way, Troy won, you know, back-to-back conference titles. You know, we can't forget about them. And then Florida State has a bye week before playing us. Navy has a bye week, you know, prior to playing us. I mean, we're going to have our challenges. You know, on paper, people say, you know, some of your hardest games are on the road. But I'm telling you, and I mean this wholeheartedly, we are going to focus one day at a time, one game at a time. And come, you know, we'll look up at the end of the season and see where we are. But our guys are going to come out, you know, and continue to push and work, and we'll see what happens.
Definitely the smart approach. I would ask you, obviously we know there's access to the playoff, real access to the playoff, in a way that there used to not be. So I'm not asking you to right now predict that you will be there. I will ask you this way, though. Do you believe that the American champion should be in that spot next year?
Yeah, absolutely. I think I know what this conference is capable of. There's so many great teams. I mean, you look at, you know, just over the years, right, what some of these guys have been capable of doing, right, with UTSA, the two lanes. You know, I mean, look what SMU was even able to do last year, last couple of years, as they built up their roster. I mean, you just look at some of these teams. I mean, South Florida's much improved and what they did in the bowl game to Syracuse. I mean, so you look at the teams in this conference, there's no doubt, right? I'm not going to use the Mike Oresco, P5, term, but the P6. Yeah, I've got that helmet sitting around my office somewhere. But I think our conference is certainly has proven year in, year out that it teams to be competitive. I think you looked at what we were able to do in the bowl game. versus an Iowa State team. I think that whoever wins this conference certainly should have the opportunity to get that playoff spot.
I'm glad that you are playing Florida State. And honestly, you know, I'm not going to send this to Mike, but this is the year to do it after everything they lost this year. But damn, don't you wish that, you know, this year you had Boise as opposed to last year? Because this is the year where if you beat Boise the way you beat Boise this past season, it actually might help that case. Because obviously they would, in theory, be one of the best teams, you know, in the group of five. You know what I'm saying? Like, can you make a call? Is it too late to adjust the schedule this year?
One, Boise is going to be very, very talented again. I mean, the fans that showed up at that game saw, wait, this is a real deal team. There's a reason why they've had
that's a great game, by the way. Like, just for college football, that's an awesome game. Yeah. It was a great – I was there in person as a fan. I enjoyed every minute of it.
Yeah, I did until – yeah, I enjoyed it.
You did not enjoy every minute of it.
No, I did not. I think at the final whistle, and then even the last whistle. Took a couple years off my life, like a lot of the games do. But no, look, Boise obviously is going to be tremendous. But say that Florida State lost a lot. I mean, look, he loaded that roster back up.
He did.
And he went and got one of the most talented quarterbacks in college football.
Yep.
He's got almost an unlimited NIL budget and what he can do. Mike's obviously coach of the year. I mean, look, as much praise as I can give Coach Norvell and what he's doing at FSU, I will, because they're going to be a top 10 team in the country. They're going to be coming off a bye week. You know, they got the extra time to prepare. And we're going to have a home challenge versus Troy in the early game and have to go down to Tallahassee, and it's going to be a raucous environment. So they're going to give us everything they got. I'm excited. You know, I'm grateful. I wouldn't be here today if it weren't for Mike and everything that he did while he was here. I'm grateful for that, but man, when that horn blows, we'll be getting after it. We're close friends now, but excited for it. I think it a lot of anticipation for that game. But look, first and foremost, look, we got to handle our business at home first.
I want to ask you this: have you agreed or gotten compensation for your name, image, and likeness with the new college football game that's coming out next month? I know all your players are excited. Have you gotten that handled?
You know, I mean, right, I don't think anybody, John, they've actually asked me to pay $50 to appear. They're like, no one wants to see, you know, your butt on on a video game. So how about you pay us and we'll consider putting you in 8-bit, you know, the people listening wouldn't even know what 8-bit is anymore. I guess
you're showing your age here.
Yeah, the old Atari. But no one has reached out and you know, I'm still waiting for some of these corporate sponsors that, yeah, well, however they want to use me, right? They need
a
hand model or whatever I can do. I'm ready to rock and roll.
I like it. He's not satisfied with one. He wants them all. I absolutely love it. Hey, Coach, great stuff as always.
Thank
Congrats
you, Coach.
On the summer, man. And we look forward to seeing you on the sidelines here soon. Thanks.
Man, always a pleasure to be on y'all's show. Great to have it. You guys enjoying y'all as always, and appreciate the support, and go Tigers.
You got it. He is Ryan Thank Silverfield, you, Memphis football coach. Big summer, big momentum for them, no doubt about it. They get the highest-rated quarterback prospect commitment in school history, and they got a chance to do what a Memphis team has never done, which is crack the playoff. It's possible. Not likely, but it's possible.
I'm very excited for them because it feels like it's so – you know, possible, so realistic. You know, not just, again, and we'll say it, AAC preseason favorite.
Here. Yes.
I mean, the win totals and everything else. I think it was FanDuel last week, was 9.5 for Memphis. He's right, the three toughest AAC games, what are those, South Florida, UTSA, Tulane, will all come on the road, right? And Florida State will have that extra week, you know, of preparation. There are some, you know, there's some tough spots on the schedule, obviously, but you know, that win total tells you what people think.
Yes,
this team should be winning 10 games, maybe 11, and yes, hopefully in the running for a college football playoff appearance. And man, how big would that be?
Huge.
Adding that to the recent resume of accomplishments for this Memphis football program.
Absolutely right.
Even more symbolic, John, should they make that.
Yeah.
You know, and you're playing a Texas or something in the 5-12.
Yeah, exactly right.
Huge.
That'd be huge, yeah. No, it's interesting that I guess maybe because he's employed by Memphis and that Memphis is a member of the NCAA, maybe he doesn't have to work out a separate deal with EA Sports, right?
I'm assuming with the coaches, they all make them the same.
Is that, you don't think they use their name?
A white one and a black one.
You don't think they use their name?
And they give it all to the players. I don't know. I haven't, I mean, how real are you making the coaches? How many cutscenes are there to the coaches?
I don't know. I don't remember back in the day. I don't remember how
you'd probably see one maybe if you were calling a timeout or something. That's what I'm saying. We rarely saw the coaches.
Well, if you're doing like a the college version of a franchise mode, you know, where you want to go out and you want to give out NIL. I think that's in the game. You need to have the coaches.
Their actual faces.
And we see if it's Silverfield, it's just you out here making it rain, bro.
They are already making millions. We're catching up for the players, right?
Yeah, I think they get like $600 at a free copy.
So you have a white one and a black one, and you make sure you got the right one for the right program.
Correct, yeah, yeah.
And that you don't spend much time on that. We're so excited about the players and their actual name. I could be wrong.
No, you might. I mean, I don't know. It just seems like, I mean, maybe because there's so many coaches.
I didn't read anything about the coaches getting money for this. I read about the players, all of them getting a certain amount.
The players are not employees.
And then the bigger ones getting... You know, separate deals. Mm. But yeah, I don't know.
I think you're right because, like, there's 140 different coaches you'd have to model. You know?
Yes.
There's 32 in the NFL. That there's, you know, four times that in college, right? So that's probably just like, you're not like going to spend a ton of time on what the.
They're going to look like the dude from Family Guy. You got a white one and a black one.
Stop.
You don't spend money. Again, you'd be wasting time.
Like, you got like a small build white man, medium build white man, large build white man. Small build black man,
exactly.
Medium build black man, large build black man.
Right. That's the templates.
Right. Hopefully, you know, some other representation as well, right?
Yeah, you have to. Oh, yeah, some brown.
Right, some Pacific Islanders.
Right.
You know, I know our friend Ken is not the head coach at Navy anymore. But
where is he?
I'm sure he's a coordinator somewhere.
NFL or something.
Yeah. But, you know, we do have, you know, is Norm Chow out there somewhere? You got to watch out for Norm. He'll pop up on you.
I'm glad you're concerned about the coaches and getting Ryan some more. You know, he does have that contract extension. I'm not sure he's
yeah, but that was a, just that was a cost of living raise, bro. That was not the big one. You know, it wasn't.
I'm excited for him. This opportunity he's got.
Yes,
because it wasn't so long ago that yes, it felt like Ryan was feeling some of the same frustration that
yep.
we just saw from Penny Hardaway over the weekend in terms of. Criticism, everything else. We talked about the Temple game.
Right.
That was one in particularly sort of, you know, came down to about Santa Claus, everything else. Remember the, you know, and again, what we said then, it's the same thing I said about Penny over the weekend, you know, what we saw from that interview. You can't control that stuff.
Yep.
You know, and again, look at what, you don't win points in the media talking about how hard the gig is. You just don't. And that applies to Ryan Silverfield back last year, right, when we were discussing whether contract extension, the big wins weren't, you know, you didn't beat SMU. And it applies to Penny Hardaway, too. Where you make the most in terms of headway, when it comes to momentum, when it comes to buy-in,
exactly.
is on the field, is on the court. Look what the Iowa State win did for Ryan, right? It wasn't going out and convincing people in press conferences, y'all, I got this. It was what happened on the field.
Exactly.
And for Penny Hardaway, it will be the same way.
Exactly.
And that's the way it should be, frankly.
Yeah.
So I'm hopeful Penny can get back to a place where Ryan is now. He came through it. Now, that doesn't mean, obviously, it changed expectations. I mean, we could be in a position where you underachieve this year, and we're right back to
100%.
Questioning things.
100%.
And that's the way it is in these head coaching positions. It's just that. But that's what I'm talking about with Penny. Just focus on what you can control. Ryan obviously finished strong, mm-hmm. got the thing going now. Yeah, FedEx coming in aligned beautifully, and that certainly helped them take off mm-hmm. in a way where you're landing Antoine Hills. But you know, I understand Penny's frustration, but you're not going to win any points you're not going to get any buy-in telling people how hard the gig is. Just saw Ryan trying to, you know, remember they were up against it in NIL, everything. Nobody wants to hear it. They don't want to hear how the sausage is made. They just want to see the results. And a credit to Ryan that he's produced. And that's where you got to do it. Hopefully Penny does this year on the court and gets back to a place again where Ryan's at, where you've got real momentum and buy-in again.
Exactly. No, I agree totally. And to your point, though, if he doesn't win the AAC this year, people
you already know what's going to happen.
Well, and it's fair. It's fair.
Because you haven't won it, and
right.
you're perfectly
and
set
this
up. This is the year. Yes.
People act like we're holding the Memphis coaches to some kind of different standard.
No, that's why I sort of got into
yeah.
it. It's the exact same thing.
If he doesn't
been
do
in
it,
a similar spot.
He will draw criticism, and
100%.
And fairly so.
And it will not be personal.
Absolutely not.
Whatsoever, as Penny sort of characterized the attacks on him. You know, it's really about what you're doing on the court or on the field. And, again, that's where you make the most headway in terms of trying to get people to buy back in and believe in what you're doing. And Ryan, to his credit, did that with the way he finished that season. And look at him now. And so, again, there is a road Penny can go down where this thing goes well And I see people bought back in, and the way that they're in an excitement again, the way that there is about with Memphis football, there is. But you've absolutely got to get us there, right? Or else, yes, you'll be judged on results ultimately.
Exactly. I mean, I was there at the Tulane collapse. You know, I mean, I remember being extremely critical there, like as if, you know, I only dish it out to one particular individual, which is not the case whatsoever, man. Like, I mean, my history is my history here. It's all out there. You can find it. And the same will be true of Silverfield, and it will be justified, period. But I hope we don't have to get there. Just like I hope that we don't have to get there with Memphis basketball. You know, like I hope that year seven is bountiful and prosperous and, you know, they're able to make the tournament. And that's good enough for me.
Mm-hmm.
That's good enough for me. Now, some people have said win a game, which I think is also fair. But
again, that's about buy-in.
Right, right.
The goal people, and yes, getting people excited again. I think you have to do that.
Exactly.
But so, right now, it's obviously get back in. That's the immediate goal.
Exactly. So you have to, you have to understand that it's all fades handed out equally around here. You know what I mean? When it comes to criticism of coaches, nobody gets a pass. Nobody gets a pass. Just like we've said for how long that, like, if and when Taylor Jenkins gets fired, it will not be a shock to anybody. Like, you don't hear anybody caping for Taylor Jenkins on this show.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the way it goes in the NBA. You don't win, you go. You don't win at a high level, you go. I'm not going to sit here and say that Taylor Jenkins is done wrong if he gets fired. You know? If he gets fired, it obviously means he wasn't winning enough with the group he's got. So, anyway, you know, that's a different conversation for a different day.
My Memphis football rolling, bro.
Absolutely. When we come back, an ode to Caitlin Clark. 13 assists yesterday. Did you see that?
She lost.
Oh, bro, we ain't talking about that, bro. We ain't talking about team performance, bro.
Of course we won't when she loses.
Olympics.
To Angel Reese.
Olympics. How's Chelsea Gray doing?
Well, I don't know. I think, isn't she back?
Yeah.
Okay. So what was that question?
Do you think I was asking because I didn't know? I was asking because she's laboring. It's awful. You know what we have to do. Arike says she's not going. She's boycotting. She said, I'm not going because of the process. I mean, come on. What are we? There's still time. There's still time, bro. Have some faith, bro.
Let me go get another vet.
Like,
we've moved on from Caitlin.
Oh, I'm sorry. We've moved on from the brightest light. In the history
well, we,
of the sport.
And let me tell you something. The Chicago sky dimmed it a little bit yesterday.
Nah, we're not going to do that. We're not going to give an ode to Caitlin Clark. That was just to trigger Jason. But we will talk to Jason Fitz at 125. That'll be a good time. Talking about Anthony Richardson being undervalued. And he's going to take the league by storm, especially them Titans. Can't wait for that. Stick around. Jason and John, 90.10 FM, ESPN.
Memphis is number one place for sports. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. 92.9 FM ESPN and Odyssey Sports Station. 92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis's sports station and the biggest name in the Mid-South online and on the phone. Thanks to Odyssey, the Odyssey app at 92.9ESPN.com. Smart speakers simply say, play 92.9 ESPN. Thanks so much for making us Memphis's sports place. We wanted to build something special where you could come and listen, enjoy, and have some fun. It's a legacy of sports in Memphis. On the Odyssey app, say to your smart speaker, play 92.9 FM ESPN. It's the Gabe Kuhn Show.
Coach Houston Nutt.
Now it's the quick coach guy that yelled at me a little bit too much today. I'm going to put my name in the portal.
Right.
I'm not playing. I'm not on first or second team. I was highly recruited. I'm going to put my name in the portal. And right in the middle of the season, you know, all these, I just, for the life of me, that... And then I worry about the locker room when you have a few guys that make big, big money in the portal. I mean, I'm sorry, in the NIL, and I don't even know why they call it NIL.
Not really what it is.
Oh, yeah, exactly. So I just see so many just problems, and just like you mentioned, you know, your place, Memphis, thank goodness for a guy like Fred Smith, that he's got to go ante up and – you know, give you some collective money.
92.9 FM ESPN's Gabe Kuhn Show.
You know, I like that it's not getting me for another subscription.
No subscription necessary. It's free.
92.9 is like my sports place, bro.
92.9 FM ESPN.
Black Tie Moving is changing moving in the city of Memphis. They are the only team I could ever recommend, would ever recommend using. Because I've used them twice. I know exactly firsthand the kind of work they do, how professional they are, how they stay on time, how they stay on budget. You know, I was actually trying to move some furniture the other day in my house, just a small piece, and I threw my back out, basically. Scratched up my walls, like, just a stark reminder that I am past my prime when it comes to anything physical. And that's where the guys at Black Tie Moving come in. They save you potentially throwing out your back. They save you a bunch of time, and it's well worth it. It's well worth it. They're going to show up. When they say they're going to show up, they're going to stay on that budget. Get on the schedule now.